The Burt Show.
Abby, you have to explain what's going on with this girl from UGA that's just getting arrested time and time again.
This is so crazy because for a girl like this, she's not the typical mugshot you see. And that's why she went completely viral a couple of weeks ago. She was arrested and booked on speeding charges. She exceeded the maximum limits. And so she got this misdemeanor. And when she took her mugshot, she's like in full glam. She's got the pageant makeup on. She's got her little pearl earrings in. She's got
pearl earrings that really take it over the top.
She looks like the typical UGA sorority girl. She's got a big smile on her face. And of course, this makes the run on social media and it goes viral for kind of all the wrong reasons. Of course, there's some lewd comments being made. And I think people were just shocked that like this beautiful pageant queen is just sitting there smiling for her little mugshot for her misdemeanor that she got. And she did this interview with TMZ where she was like, yeah, whatever. It's like no big deal. And I think everyone kind of thought like, oh, this is like a flash in the pan kind of story. Like she goes viral. She's going to get arrested once. We'll never hear from her again. And here we are once more.
Did I get this right? Did you say that she got arrested and then did they let her go and then she got arrested again the same night?
So the charges were dropped. And I think the case that her attorney used was the fact that she was getting so much commentary on social media that they're like, can we just please put this to bed? And they were like, yeah, they dismissed it. So the charges were dropped. But she was just arrested again. This is absolutely insane. So they're completely different charges. They are still a misdemeanor. She was arrested for, sorry, I have to pull it up. She was arrested for loitering and prowling and obstruction of law enforcement.
What?
We don't really have details on what specifically happened because the arrest just went down. But the fact that this has happened in 1 month back to back and she has another beautiful mugshot again in the same makeup. She must just sleep and eat in this makeup constantly.
Let's pick this apart for just 1 second. What was the charge?
The charges were obstruction of a law enforcement officer and loitering/prowling.
She's getting arrested on purpose.
That's what I was going to say. That's what it sounds like.
That's what them second charges sound like.
I don't understand law speak, but that sounds like she's trying to get busted now so her mugshot will go viral again.
Yeah, or maybe, you know, she's just been in the wrong place at the wrong time 2 times in a row within the same month. But it's also fair to say maybe she saw how much attention she got from the first time her mugshot went viral that she's like, listen, I could become the next Hawktua girl.
Yeah.
I could have my own podcast called Behind Bars, but looking pretty.
There might not be a better example of white privilege than right here. White people trying to get arrested for clout.
Her face should be the example. I ain't never seen nobody that happy to be in a mugshot in my life.
She's grinning. She's smiling. I will say the second time around, it is giving like lights are on, nobody's home. But the fact that this has happened twice is pretty remarkable.
And her hair, whoever did her blowout did an amazing job.
Really?
Because that profile, the front facing is one thing, but the profile, I was like, wow, her hair looks amazing.
The real winner in this situation is whoever's getting the good PR for doing her hair, so her hairstylist,
right?
And whoever she gets her eyelashes from. Like, her fake lashes look amazing.
That's the real story here.
Yeah.
Do some digging and find out.
Yeah, drop the like to know it link, queen. We need to know.
All right, Jackson, so you and Mikey almost died. That's got to be hyperbole.
It really isn't.
What happened?
It really isn't. So this happened on our way home from Savannah. We got sent to Savannah, the youth group did, for our St. Patrick's Day shenanigan showdown. And the big news that was happening in Atlanta and in the South in general was this massive storm that was going to hit the city, right?
Yeah.
And everyone was sort of preparing. We didn't really know how bad it was going to be, but all the forecasts were making this look like it was going to be some like apocalyptic level tornado event that was going to go down.
Yeah, they were like tornadoes, 80 mile per hour winds. Like everybody was very hail. So people were like putting their, at least in my neighborhood, because we don't really have garages, people were putting their cars in parking decks to like protect the cars from the potential hail, which
smart
never happened.
Which never happened.
Yeah.
But we were still expecting some serious weather. And then since we were going to be in Savannah, I was like, oh, we're actually kind of missing it, because I was looking at the weather on Saturday. It was going to be beautiful and sunny. But turns out weather actually, you know, moves.
Mm-hmm.
And it was moving from west to east, which is obviously towards Savannah, right? So for whatever reason, the youth group, which was the five of us that were going down there, ended up taking 4 cars down to Savannah.
Yeah.
You guys really didn't want to spend any more time with each other.
I didn't really understand it.
Yeah, it
makes no sense.
I didn't show up until Saturday, so I had to drive separately. But the four of them took three cars on the way down there. So on our way back, there were four cars for five of us.
I'm the only smart one. I just rode with whoever would take me. Yeah. The only one who didn't drive.
Exactly, which would have made more sense if we carpooled, but that's besides the point.
Mikey,
so,
how often do you refer to yourself as the smart one in the group?
Pretty much constantly.
I bet.
So Sunday rolls around, and I'm like, Mikey, you want to, you know, ride with me on the way back? And we're like, let's get it going. Sure.
Oh, because you guys are neighbors.
Yeah, we are neighbors. Exactly.
They were all fighting for me.
Yeah, it was the Mikey draft.
Yeah.
Exactly. They wanted the smartest ones in the car. And so, you know, we get up and I'm looking at the weather, and there was all these alerts that were going off that was like severe weather kind of heading your way. So I was like, Mikey, get up. We got to get going. Let's hit the road. Let's get out of here. And so we get up pretty early, like what, 8:15, right?
8 o'clock.
And we had already basically packed up. And so we were just like, let's just get on the road and get this over with. Mind you, quite hungover at this point, right? So, and no one wants to sit in a car for that long when you're feeling this way.
Good
it's
God,
like,
no.
It's one of the worst things ever. So we start to drive, and it's like beautifully sunny and normal. And like about an hour into the drive, it turns into just a nightmare situation of, it goes from sunny to completely pitch black and pouring down rain to the point where I was driving. I actually had to take my dad's car, and so I'm not really super familiar with his car. It's rear wheel drive. Didn't really know, the windshield wipers were not going nearly fast enough, so we pulled over underneath a bridge just to like get our bearings straight and figure out what was going on.
Well, it was just white. Like, yeah, that's all you could see was white.
Is that right?
Yeah, and there weren't a ton of cars on the road, so it wasn't like I could follow behind like the lights of someone in front of us. It was just like just us and just a blank screen of basically what looked like TV static in front of us as we were driving, right?
Also, whenever that happens, are you supposed to put your flashers on or no? I've heard both.
If it's raining that hard and you can't see, yes, flashers.
But they say that that can also create a glare for the other drivers out there, so I didn't know what to do.
Well,
so
I don't know.
Shut my mouth.
You're the smart one.
Yeah.
You tell us.
That's why I'm thinking so deeply about it.
So I have the hazards on for a little bit, and then you know, we're continuing on going, and finally there's like kind of a break where it's no longer pitch black, but it's still coming down pretty hard. So I start to pick up the speed a little bit. So I'm driving probably what, 70-75, like, you know, going down the highway where I'm feeling like pretty comfortable driving, and all of a sudden we hit this pocket of water on the road where the car just totally loses all of its grip. And
we
start hydroplaning for like a solid probably 250 yards.
It was the longest hydroplane ever.
We are literally skidding back and forth between it's a four lane highway. So on our two lanes, back and forth between the lanes. And I'm just gripping for dear life, just hoping to keep under control.
And on the left side is the barricade. On the right side is just a hill that goes straight down
into like a swamp, basically.
Yeah. It was a swamp.
Yeah. And so when you're hydroplaning like that, you can't just slam on your brakes because nothing's really going to stop you. So you just have to make sure you keep the car under control until it happens.
Are you guys yelling and cussing at the same time?
No, we said zero words.
Really?
Zero words.
Complete
silence. Kept our cool.
Yeah.
But, and that's how we got out of there.
We survived, but it was a silent 30 minutes after that.
Mikey said we kept our cool like he was driving too.
I was hoping.
Did you guys survive, or are you really just ghosts right now?
Yeah, maybe.
It was a nasty
accident. Don't do that to me right
We're
now.
Still in the swamp.
Is it me, or is this the first time I've ever seen you without a hat on?
I thought the same exact thing. As soon as I seen him, I was like, what's going on over there?
So this is what his head looks like.
I'm coming to the lunch with you guys for this client thing after the show today, so okay. I had to make sure to look a little bit more presentable.
So we all had to dress up today. Yeah, okay, exactly. That's why you're not wearing a hat.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.